Welcome to the Love is the Answer podcast. Do you dream of the world being a better place? Do you wonder what you can do about it? Sweet! That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Let's change the world by transforming ourselves. Greetings, beings of love. For those of you who live in the United States, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And for those of you who do not, I hope you had a great weekend. Let's dive into a concept that you may not be used to considering because it's not part of our traditional Judeo-Christian society. These ideas were originally a little hard for me to digest, so I thought that I would share my thought process about how I came to make sense of them. I figured that the topic of past lives is a good place to start, since I've already made mention of them in previous episodes. What can be difficult about some of these topics is the way that they are often portrayed or thought of in our culture. I talked about common misconceptions about the concept of a guru in an early episode. These kinds of misconceptions arise because of a certain percentage of people who take advantage of a person's belief in something for profit. A similar thing happens in regard to some people who claim to have psychic abilities. I believe that there are people who are highly intuitive, which you may choose to refer to as psychic. Just like intelligence, athletic ability, musical ability, and so on, they all exist on a continuum with some people who are considered a genius in that area. I think that people fall somewhere along a spectrum of intuitive abilities also, with a certain percentage of us who are very highly intuitive. Unfortunately, there are people out there who are not highly intuitive who learn tricks of reading body language and other aspects of how a person presents themselves and take advantage of people by telling them that they have curses on them or past life issues that need to be healed and convince someone to pay them a lot more money to remove the curses or heal those issues. I'll be clear about my beliefs. I do think that past life issues can impact us in this life. But they are also things that you can heal easily, and often without assistance, if you've learned how. If you choose to work with an intuitive, look for someone who empowers you. The ones that you want to work with will be happy to continue to work with you if necessary, but they will not foster dependence on them. So back to past lives specifically. Many of us in the West have been exposed to the idea of past lives through hypnotists or other intuitive healers who do past life regressions, where people discover that they were royalty or present at some major event in history. Of course, once in a while, that's bound to be true because somebody had to be present at those events. But it's much more likely that we had otherwise unremarkable past lives where the lessons to be learned from them will not be entertaining to a general audience of people. Again, I want to stress that just because some people use these ideas for entertainment or to take advantage of people does not mean that there's no truth to them, or that we can't find benefit in exploring the relevance of past lives to our current incarnation. I struggled with the idea of reincarnation because of my belief system when I was growing up and my skepticism as an adult. When I think of nature, I see it striving for efficiency. So when I think about our planet existing for billions of years, it seems incredibly inefficient that a soul would be incarnate as a human for 70 or 80 years and then exist in some etheric realm for the rest of eternity. To me, that seems much more unlikely than a soul reincarnating over and over again with some breaks in an etheric realm to plan out its next incarnation. I don't expect you to accept my thought process as a substitute for your own, but you may choose to explore these ideas and figure out what makes the most sense to you. Let me share a little bit about how exploring my past lives has been helpful for me. I will tell you that I have worked with intuitive healers regarding past life issues. Often, the way that it works is that the healer gets information about the past life issue and asks for it to be cleared. In many instances, awareness is all that's needed to clear the issue. Just bringing it to light may be sufficient for it to be healed. Sometimes it's not even necessary for us to be aware of the details. In other cases, we may need to know about vows that we've made in past lives. For example, if we made a past life vow of poverty and we have difficulty with money in this life, or if we made past life vows of celibacy because we were a monk or a nun and have relationship difficulties in this life. Again, it may not be necessary to have much detail about the past life. It may simply be necessary to be aware that you've made those vows so that you can ask for them to be cleared. In fact, it could be as simple as choosing to ask God, Spirit, Universe to clear past life vows of poverty or celibacy. The important elements in this type of healing are the intent, taking some action, like asking for it to be cleared, and having faith and gratitude that it's done. Again, I want to stress that this type of healing is often very simple and may not require the assistance of an intuitive healer at all. However, in some cases, it may be important for you to know more information about the past life because it's part of the healing process. For example, a friend of mine shared with me that she had a lot of difficulty after learning that she was a slave owner in a previous life. She shared how she found it so hard to believe because equal rights and justice are really important to her, and Martin Luther King Jr. is one of her heroes. She explained to me how she has been concerned and vocal about equal rights in this incarnation and how it seems unfathomable to her that she could have owned slaves in a past life. She considered the possibility that her drive to act as an advocate in this life may be how she's helping to clear her past karma. In this case, being aware of her past life and having to tolerate and process the dissonance that's created by that awareness may be part of her healing. We may explore different aspects of a polarity in order to find the oneness within. It's quite possible that my friend also had a past life when she was a slave. Across these past life experiences, she could learn what it is to be the oppressor, the oppressed, and later someone with privilege who advocates against oppression. It is most helpful to her to be aware of the lifetime when she was the oppressor, to help her to grow in love and compassion for herself as a soul, and for other souls experiencing similar life lessons. I believe that it can be very easy for many of us to feel morally superior to people who we see engaging in behaviors that we know are wrong, such as action based on racist beliefs. Those feelings of moral superiority can fuel feelings of anger and hatred towards the transgressors. It is challenging to feel love and compassion for people who we feel are doing wrong. One of the benefits of exploring past lives is the realization that we are no different from the people we see behaving in ways we disagree with. We too have stolen from others or abused them. We too have engaged in war or murder. We too have committed other horrible acts that's hard to even imagine. None of us are innocent as souls, even if we made good choices in this lifetime. Our souls grow over lifetimes, just as our physical bodies do in this lifetime. There are different life lessons that we learn and explore when our soul is a baby or a teenager than those that we learn as an older adult. And just like a 5-year-old is no or more less valuable than an 80-year-old, we must value all souls, no matter where they are in their development. Imagine that you're a soul who's experimenting with being powerful for the first time. Do you think that it's possible that you could get so caught up in the experience of being powerful that you become very greedy and make choices that hurt the environment or take advantage of your workforce in the service of you gaining more power, wealth, and influence? If you see corporate bankers or CEOs in this way, does it help you to have more compassion for them? You were them in a past life. I don't mean that you did the exact same things, but I do mean that you also made mistakes when you first started to explore being powerful. And it's likely that other people were hurt by those mistakes. This doesn't mean that we need to go into guilt and shame for actions we have committed in previous incarnations. You don't look at a 5-year-old who hit her little brother and think that she's a psychopath or a terrible human being. We make the mistakes that are developmentally appropriate for us to make at each stage of our development. Just like all of our physical bodies are at different ages here on Earth, our souls are at different stages of development too. We are coexisting with souls who are learning lessons that we mastered lifetimes ago. It is imperative that we have compassion for everyone. Of course, this doesn't mean that we allow people to be harmed with no intervention. It's important to provide a consequence to the 5-year-old who hit her brother. And we must also set limits and implement consequences for those souls to adequately learn the life lessons that they are here to learn in this incarnation in a similar way. And as you would not feel anger or hatred toward that 5-year-old girl, there is no place for anger or hatred toward the souls who are learning various life lessons in their current incarnation. That is every one of us. Past lives can also be helpful in understanding our current relationships. Some of the people who are in our lives in this incarnation are people we have known before in previous incarnations. I've shared that I was bullied when I was a kid. Well, it turns out that I had been not so nice to some of those bullies in previous lives. If I look at myself as this poor, innocent victim, then it's easy for me to be very angry about being treated so poorly and unfairly. It's not pleasant to think about the likelihood that I behaved in similar or maybe even worse ways in other lives. But it's a helpful way of remembering that we are all the same, and we are all equally valuable and worthy of love, forgiveness, and compassion. If there's someone in your life who gives you a hard time and you can't figure out why, one possibility to consider is that you may have known each other in a past life. And it's also worth considering if maybe you weren't so great to them in that life. I want to be clear that I'm not saying that this is the only reason why we may have a conflict with other people. Of course, it's also important to consider if you may not be as innocent as you'd like to believe you are in this life. You may be engaging in actions that are contributing to that conflict. It could also be that you represent something to them that has nothing to do with you and that you can't control in any way. A past life connection is just one possibility to consider. There may be times when the differences that you have with another person in this lifetime are unlikely to be sorted out because of past life issues. I have one close relationship that I've never been able to figure out how to improve. I know that I've had many previous lifetimes with this person. Nothing that I've tried has seemed to change how they perceive me. At this point, I've decided that the lesson that this relationship is teaching me is to be true to myself no matter what, and to be willing to let go of relationships with people who do not treat me with love, compassion, and forgiveness, no matter who they are. It's quite possible, and actually likely, that there are lessons about past life relationships that I have not yet learned that would help me to see this relationship in a different way, or possibly even resolve the issue. So I don't want to give you the impression that all such relationships are lost causes. I really don't know. At this point in time, this is the most sense that I can make out of my experience. I'll add that my interpretation of this relationship also makes sense to me in light of other experiences that I've had that have been teaching me similar lessons. Overall, I see the theme as learning that I need not give unconditionally to love unconditionally. I still love and will always love this person unconditionally, but I do not need to continue to invest my time and energy when all that I receive in return is harsh judgment and a lack of forgiveness. It's my personal belief that all of these types of conflicts in our current relationships and our past lives are meant to be resolved eventually, as we all learn to return to the oneness that we are. I remain open to possibilities of how to do that with this relationship in particular. And yet I can also let go of the need to take action or find a resolution right now. It's important to note that the connections that we've made with others in past lives can also be very positive experiences for us in this incarnation. I've had relationships with people who are my friends and coworkers in this life, who were my parent or child in past lives. These are people who I felt an immediate sense of connection with when I first met them. There are people in our lives who we feel as though we have known them before. There's an instant sense of familiarity or comfort. And that may be because we have actually known them before. Some of these relationships had a feeling of instant affinity, and others revealed themselves with time and the opportunity to get to know one another. These are comforting relationships to have. Often, we can feel more comfortable being ourselves in these relationships because they know us as a soul, and we know them as a soul, not just the current bodies in which we're incarnating now. These individuals are often our soulmates or our soul family. It's a misconception that we have only one soulmate. We have groups of souls who we're connected to. And of course, we're actually connected to everyone. The most intense connections that we experience on a soul level are with our soul family. These connections are not always experienced as positive and loving all of the time. They may be karmic soulmates who help us to resolve karma that we're here to transform in this life. And those relationships may actually be quite painful at times. It's important to know that the basis of all of these relationships is love at the soul level. It's just what we experience in our personality level that may be challenging or painful. The various forms of soul connections are a complex topic and not something that I could do justice here as part of my discussion of past lives. My main point is that many of the people in our lives, our family members, friends, coworkers, etc., are people we've known before, and our relationships with them may involve conflict, intense connection, or both, depending on the nature of those past life experiences and the nature of our soul connection. Again, These issues can be easy to clear or heal. It may resolve after simply asking God, Spirit, Universe to clear all past life karma between you and fill in the blank. Other relationships may be much more complex because you and that person made a contract before incarnating to teach each other certain lessons. And the relationship will not work itself out until you've both fulfilled that contract. Sometimes, when people leave our lives abruptly, it's because we fulfilled our soul contract with that person, and we're moving on to other life lessons and other soul contracts. Again, this is an issue that's complex, and I could delve into it in much greater detail, but I want to just touch on it briefly because it's relevant to understanding our relationships to other souls across lifetimes. I'll mention quickly that things also don't always go according to our soul's plan. The idea of the soul's plan is that before we incarnate, we consult with our guides, and we come up with certain experiences and life lessons and soul connections that we're going to experience in order to serve certain goals that we have in our soul evolution. But as I was just saying, things don't always go according to plan. And that's because we do have free will. So we're not completely helpless in regard to the plan that our soul made before we incarnated. If we end up feeling like it's too much, we have some ability to make different choices. It is, however, important to consider if it may be wiser to surrender to the plans of our soul rather than to the wishes of our personality or ego. So you may be wondering, what is the point of all of this stuff? Why do we have multiple incarnations and life lessons? Why do we go through developmental stages as a soul? Well, I don't know the ultimate why. Why we came into existence in the first place. I do have some thoughts and beliefs about some other things. I do believe that we incarnate because the denseness and duality of Earth provides us with resistance to grow more quickly than if we were only spending time as our higher selves or souls. I believe that as we experience the polarities of duality, we grow in ways that allow us to return to the non-dual, to the One, to God, to Source. In order to be one with the source of all that is, we must love all that is unconditionally. All of our experiences challenge us to love one another and all of existence more deeply and fully. Most of the things that I've touched on here could be a full episode themselves. These topics are a good taste of what's coming. And if there's a specific idea that I touched on here that you would like me to explore further, please email me at Suzanne, which is Suzanne, at loveistheanswer.one. I'm always happy to tailor the topics that I discuss to meet your interests. Your take action item for this episode is to explore your own beliefs about past lives. There's many different ways that you may choose to do this. You could choose to journal about your own experiences, to think about your relationships and consider whether or not you feel that you've had past lives with some of the individuals in your life. You may consider what your life lessons are and how your current relationships and perhaps past life experiences may feed into those life lessons or may relate to those life lessons. You may even choose to talk to other people about their beliefs regarding past lives. I would caution you to choose wisely when considering who to discuss these ideas with, as you may know that there are people in your life who are not open to exploring or discussing ideas that they don't already believe in. For those individuals who can have an open discussion, even if they don't believe in past lives themselves, you may explore why it is that they don't. Or if there are some people in your life that do, why it is that they do. Again, not to adopt anyone else's beliefs, just as I'm not suggesting that you adopt mine, but rather as a way of exploring new and different ways of thinking about these topics. You may even choose to ask God, Spirit, Universe to provide you with some guidance about this topic, which may be guiding you to certain reading material that helps you to explore these ideas, or having dreams that provide you with insights. I would encourage you to be open regarding the types of answers that you may receive. You may even choose to ask God, Spirit, Universe to clear karma or update soul contracts in service of your greatest good and the greatest good of all who are involved regarding particular situations or relationships that are challenging for you. As an update about my own experiences, I had some continued resistance over the past week to moving forward with this new direction. In fact, I waited until Sunday, the day that I typically put these episodes out, to write out my notes, record it, edit it, everything. I'm accepting that that's where I am, and I know that as I continue to move forward, it will get easier. In fact, I had so many different ideas coming at me, as you may have noticed, that I ended up incorporating a lot of ideas all into this one brief topic. Hopefully that was easy enough for you to follow. It looks like I have a good deal of guidance about several other episodes to record in the near future. I look forward into exploring some of the topics that I just touched on in more detail in the upcoming weeks and months. I'm excited to see where this new direction takes me. Takes us, actually. As always, wishing you peace and love.